Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Donald Trump says he'll debate President Biden anywhere, anytime, any place. Trump, in a social media post, suggested the two debate at an upcoming rally in Michigan outside the courthouse in New York this weekend.
I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight.
Trump's challenge comes after President Biden said in an interview with radio host Howard Stern that he would be willing to debate Trump. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Arab leaders in Saudi Arabia amid the ongoing war in Gaza. An Israeli foreign ministry official says Blinken will then visit Israel Tuesday as talks continue for a potential ceasefire and hostage release deal. Officials in Oklahoma say at least four people are dead after a weekend tornado outbreak. Two were killed when a large twister hit the small town of Holdenville, about 60 miles southeast of Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt toured several hard-hit communities Sunday, calling the devastation unbelievable. He also declared a state of emergency for a dozen counties Sunday, with reports of more than 30 tornadoes hitting the state. There were still heavy rains, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes forecast in Louisiana Monday. New Biden administration pollution regulations will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. Jen Gelber has more.
The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste.
President Biden is praising a new labor agreement between the United Auto Workers and Daimler. The UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers at a North Carolina plant and some southern distribution centers. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
One member of the U.S. Senate says the country is being stretched too thin, helping allies fight wars on two fronts and eyeing adversaries in the Indo-Pacific on a potential third front. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance says the U.S. cannot sustain its current level of support for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
If we focus on East Asia, if we focus on containing the Chinese, the Europeans can step up in Europe.
Vance on with Fox News Sunday. This after Congress and the White House approved and signed a new $95 billion foreign aid package. Measles cases are on the rise. Jen Gelber has the story.
The number of measles cases around the world nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023, presenting a challenge to efforts in achieving and maintaining elimination status in many countries. Almost half of this year's cases have been in the World Health Organization's European region, with the highest incidence in Azerbaijan, Kyrgyzstan, and Yemen. According to the CDC, the U.S. has had 128 measles cases reported in in 20 jurisdictions this year. This is the highest number since 2019.
President Biden is praising a new labor agreement between the United Auto Workers and Daimler. The UAW and the German truck manufacturer came to an agreement Saturday that avoided a strike of 7,000 workers at a North Carolina plant and some southern distribution centers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Happy Monday to you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Dr. Michael Busler with us, who looks at economic growth. Says it may soon turn negative. Of course, it doesn't look good right now with the recent numbers. Price increases continue to escalate. Economic growth down. Inflation up. Stagflation ahead. Michael has been warning about this forever, it seems. The GDP in the first quarter, 24, 1.6%. Those are the numbers that guys like Barack Obama are proud of, if you remember. They thought that it was already baked in the cake. The best that America could do was maybe about 2%. That's why he laughed when Trump was talking of GDPs of anywhere from 3 to 5%. Meanwhile, overall inflation, to Michael's point, 18.9%. You are paying more. That's exactly what's going on in Biden's America. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor. Dr. Michael Busler joins us now. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm fine, and thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, not a lot of positive news. This is reality here. I keep reminding our audience that they didn't do this. This has been done to them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has. The entire inflation problem is all a result of government policy. When President Biden entered office, the economy was growing at a 6% rate, having rebounded from the pandemic shutdown. There was no need to overstimulate the economy at that point. Yet he passed.
Yeah, because it was all about politics, Michael, and you know that. I mean,
exactly.
That's the deal. It had nothing to do with the economy. It had to do with paying favors. I mean, you know, and it's interesting because people forget and ignore this. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, but this is my read on this, is that, you see, the Democratic interest lost so much money when Hillary Clinton lost. I mean, it was a shock to the system because they had already had money in the bank. They knew money was coming from the Treasury. All this stuff was set up. And guess what? She lost. So they didn't have access to that money. And guess what? They were ticked. And so now you get this situation where somehow Biden is selected. I still say somehow because 60% of the country still is in a quandary as to how in the heck Joe Biden got elected president. Sorry to say that if that upsets you, but that's still the case, 60% according to the latest polling. So not everybody in America is convinced that Joe Biden was legally elected to be the president of the United States. But be that as it may, he becomes president of the United States, and he's got to pay back all these favors that have been sitting on the docket for over 4 years, you know, that they had to take care of all their, you know, all their donor base. And so they did. In the words of Rahm Emanuel, don't let any good crisis go to waste or any good opportunity to get into the Treasury. And they went full blown into it.
Yeah, they certainly did, Bill. He passed the American Rescue Plan that was completely not needed. And then to make matters worse, we have an inflation problem. At the end of 2021, he passes what he calls the Inflation Reduction Act. And how in any economic theory, if you're spending more money, how that is going to reduce inflation is baffling to every economist. So the federal government and Joe Biden overspent, and he continued to run large deficits and continues to this day to run very large deficits. When he leaves office, he'll have the largest total deficit in history. So he continues to spend. That led to the inflation problem. The second thing was the Federal Reserve. In 2021, we could see inflation early was going up. January, February, March, April. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, each month was going up. They should have done something to head off inflation. Instead, they did absolutely nothing for essentially a year and a half, kept interest rates near zero, kept their bond buying program going, which pumps more money into the economy. Wasn't until June of 2022 that they realized a function of the Federal Reserve is price stability, and they started to jack interest rates up. But all through 21 and 22, the federal government, through the large deficit spending and the terrible monetary policy, caused this inflation problem, and now we're living with it today. Yes, the inflation rate has come down, which is certainly good, but it is still in the 3.5% to 4% range and going higher. I think the Federal Reserve, when they stopped raising interest rates, and this is not going to be popular, but I think they stopped raising interest rates too soon. They should have gone up a little bit more, wrung out all the excess demand in the economy. Instead, we're stuck with this high inflation. One last point. Once labor saw that inflation was going up, they said, hey, corporate profits are going up. We need big wage increases. So last year, the auto workers settled for what amounts to about a 6 to 7% annual increase for the next each year for the next 4 years. The healthcare workers in California, Kaiser Permanente, settled for something similar, and then everybody started to ask for and get large wage increases. Now we have a wage inflation problem that will be very difficult to solve.
Again, Michael, you know, the way I look at it, you know, we say the government. This is really the policies of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Each Democrat senator and representative, just about 100% went with this. Some Republicans went with it, but by and large, this was a policy that was enacted, you know, by one party, by the Democratic Party, that did this to us. And the American people need to wake up and see who it is that they're electing and the damage that they're doing, because this isn't any different, really, all things considered, under 8 years of Obama, you know, and now it's going to end up 12 years of Obama-Biden policies that we've been subjected to. And it's like, you know, how much more pain can the American people endure, and how much of this do they want to put up with? Because, you know, here you are, I mean, You're an economics professor. You know, 1 + 1 still equals 2, right? In your realm?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, I know I'm being silly here, but you know, for just a moment here, I mean, this what the Democrats do defies common sense. And they keep getting us in this mess, and we go into this cycle. They screw things up. Republicans, you know, we get some leadership in that has an idea about how to balance a budget, you know, to some degree, although there's just the insidious perspective that lies in the beltway that it's other people's money, you know, so they keep spending like drunken sailors, and here we are, you know, looking at $35 trillion in debt.
That's exactly right. And, you know, the interest on the public debt this year will be more than we spend on our entire defense spending. And the the interest expense is going to start going up significantly because the federal government has no program in place to ever pay back any of these bonds that they sell. So when a bond matures, they simply sell new bonds to pay off the old bonds. The problem is the old bonds have an interest rate of 1.5%. The new bonds have an interest rate of 4%. So now the interest is going to go up. Even if
unbelievable.
They don't spend anymore, the interest rate going up.
Breaking it down, Dr. Michael Busler, more
the
after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
You know, as Dr. Michael Busler says, you know, the government doesn't make anything. They take the money from us. And look what they're doing with the money. I mean, with open borders, I mean, what is the cost of this illegal migration that has come into our country? That the American people, you didn't ask for this, okay? This is being done to you. But guess what? Joe Biden is writing a check on your back. your children's back, your grandchildren, and we're probably now even getting into our great-grandchildren, into that space as well. It is absolutely endless. Look at, you know, what's happening in terms of, you know, our universities, Michael. You know, as an economic professor, you know, this is insane. I mean, this is like the summer of love, mostly peaceful riots all over again. And it's quite the pronouncement, I believe, in terms of how anemic leadership is, starting from the top on down. So from the Oval Office to presidents of universities, allowing this kind of insanity, you know, to take place. We've allowed this incursion. I mean, we're talking about deporting. You know, now you got a majority of Americans saying we just got to deport these. You know, if you're here illegally, we just can't handle it. You know, we just have to deport you for whatever reason. I mean, I think whatever reason, you broke the law to get in here anyway. For starters, all the other stuff is you know, ridiculous that they allow people to kill people and still stick around. It's unbelievable the way this is being adjudicated. It is a terrible mess. But this again, this is driven almost single-handedly by the Democratic Party. 100% they're voting for open borders. They want to do nothing about it. And then they come up with some kind of silly excuse about, oh, it's complicated. And, you know, the Republicans, and they want to blame Donald Trump. It's like, this is ludicrous. And the mainstream media is going along with this. Michael, I'm as frustrated as you and most reasonable Americans who see that this is unsustainable. I mean, you know, when you're paying, you know, what, $1,000, $1,200 more a month for the same that you know, paid for last year. And, you know, and there's no EV in your driveway. And, you know, the government didn't drop off something of value. They just came in and took the money right out of your pocket. And here you are spending an extra $12,000 a year, and you wonder where the money went.
You know, Bill, when Biden was sworn into office in December of 2021, I wrote a column that said, Biden's policies are going to destroy America. And you take a look at every major area, and that's pretty much what happened. Look at national defense. When Trump was in office, nobody was fighting anybody. All of a sudden, Biden gets into office. He retreats from Afghanistan. Suddenly, that emboldens Russia to invade Ukraine. Mm-hmm. North Korea had stopped shooting missiles. Suddenly, they're shooting missiles again. Iran was on the verge of bankruptcy and couldn't afford to fund any of its proxies. Biden changed all that. And China was being held in check. And now, all of a sudden, China's even getting a little ornery and threatening. So national defense, Biden, every single area that was somewhat under control is now a potential war, or it is a war situation. Then you look at what he did with the economy. Inflation was 1.4% when he entered office. After he put in his policies, it shot up to 9%. The Federal Reserve had to get extremely aggressive, which they should have done before, but nonetheless, they got extremely aggressive in June of 2022, how to push interest rates way up to bring the inflation rate down. So he fouled up the economy. He tells American consumers what they should and shouldn't buy. And he mm-hmm. says, look, you should be driving electric cars. You shouldn't use gas appliances. He's trying to tell Americans what they should be buying. And that's not the way the marketplace works. The American consumers interacting with business determines what products are made, and it becomes very efficient. Biden says we should drive more electric cars, so he gives rebates to everybody. And then he tells the car companies, I've got all kinds of programs for you to shift over from gas power to electric power. Car companies say, well, look, this is a no-brainer. It's not going to cost us anything to shift over. Government's going to pay for it. And Biden says there's going to be a lot more demand for it. So they start making every major car company, except Toyota. Toyota concentrated on hybrids. But every other major car company makes electric cars, and there's no market for it. Even with the rebates, the amount consumers purchased didn't increase that much. So now we have an oversupply of electric vehicles. Ford has to stop making them, and they take $1 billion or $1.5 billion write-off. All of these car companies are going to lose money in electric vehicles. Even Tesla, which was profitable and had the largest market share, they're in trouble. Had Biden not done anything, electric vehicles would have advanced the way the marketplace determined it should have advanced, and electric vehicle innovation years from now would be in better shape than it's going to be in now. Biden, everything he did here fouled up the market. He fouled up the economy. He fouled up national security, all in the name, he says, of we have to fight climate change. It's an existential threat. I have to get American oil companies to stop making so much oil. So now there's a reduction in the supply of petroleum products. But obviously, the price is going to shoot way up. He destroyed a lot of things that the prior administration had built up very nicely. Had he got into office and not done anything, done anything at all, the economy would be and the world would be in much better shape than it is today.
And he would have gotten another 4 years. But not since Carter has a Democratic president, not been able to be reelected. It was surprising with Barack Obama, even the numbers that he was going through. But, you know, hey, look, he's the first black president. Everybody thought, oh, well, you know, we're going to be liberated from this scourge and the sin of slavery, you know, by having our first black president. How did that work for us? Bottom line is that, he may have been black in color, but unfortunately, his political philosophy was basically Marxist. And he did everything he could, which Joe Biden is finishing up, to fundamentally transform America. I mean, fundamentally transform America. So the fundamentals are out the door. So free choice, whether it has to do with your health care, whether it has to do with, the car you drive, the gas stove or the light bulb you have. You know, what happened to the land of the free and home of the brave?
Yes, exactly right. And it started with Obama. Trump was able to stall it and change it, but then Biden got in and he reversed everything that Trump did.
Yeah, from energy independence, now we're energy dependent. You got wars breaking out in the Middle East, threatening. I mean, and of course, anytime there's any kind of concern about any kind of conflict that could impede the flow of oil, well, then prices are jacked up, and here we are. We the American people, of course, people around the world, but here, you know, we're just talking about us. The American people are paying the price for these, some of these unelected officials who are driving policy that are killing our economy, Michael. Okay, let's try and reconnect with him. Evidently, we've got about a minute left here. Okay, we lost Michael Busler for just a moment here. We had a little blip in our every once in a while, a knot gets in the cord. It's kind of weird, but it happens. So let's see if we can reconnect with him and let him finish out the last minute to summarize where we are, because the pain that we're suffering here in River City. Again, this isn't of your asking. You didn't do this. These are Democratic policies. Okay. Michael, we got a minute left. I'm going to let you bring us home and summarize and take us out. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say that the policies that Biden has instituted are absolutely wrong for America. Obama wanted to fundamentally change us. Biden's trying to continue to fundamentally change us. We don't want to be changed. We want to go back to the principles that made this country great. And real quick, the principles are: we encourage individual freedom, individual responsibility, low rates of taxation, and a limited role for government. That's what enabled the country to go from the birth of a nation to the largest economy in the world in about 150 years. That's what we should get back to.
That is the formula that you'll find in the Declaration of Independence. And oh yeah, that Constitution thing that they hate so much, Michael Busler. I got to tell you, Dr. Michael Busler, economics professor and public policy analyst. Thank you, Michael.
If switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy,
totalmente,
and you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely. Totalmente. Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes Tuesday in New York City. Trump charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in order to hide hush money payments. Those payments were allegedly to keep potentially damaging stories from going public in the run-up to the 2016 election. USA News Update. Top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says the abortion issue will be sorted out by the states. Speaking to NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, the Senate minority leader said Democrats are making an issue of abortion in order to attract more votes this election year, and that's all.
I don't think we'll get 60 votes in the Senate for any kind of national legislation. I think it's a practical matter. It's going to be sorted out at the state level.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Reminding you of the Obama years, what they did with the numbers. When it came to the economy, they fudged the numbers. We didn't get the whole truth and nothing but. It was always being worked, whether we were talking about unemployment rates. It seemed like every month and the economy, it came with an asterisk. So whether they put it there or we just imagined it, because we knew that within 30 days there was going to be an adjustment. And it was very rarely, I think about 90%, very rarely was it in our favor. So these things were, you know, hypered up, and you know, it's just the nature of you know, the propaganda that we're subjected to. And what's so galling, you know, they want us to believe that it is the other side that is promoting, you know, this kind of false narrative and this government produced propaganda, when it is they. I mean, Joe Biden talks about having a minister of disinformation. No, you don't need a minister of disinformation, because you've already got it, you know, by default. The control of the social media, mainstream media for the most part, you know, some of them are getting a little anxious because you haven't talked to them. I get that. You'd much rather talk with somebody who, you know, like Howard Stern, that's going to, you know, give you a bunch of softballs and not even challenge you. You know, he's sitting there, you know, both of you drinking the grape juice and not even realizing the damage. Howard Stern's got so much money, he's not affected. He's okay. But what about the every man on the street? What about the every man and woman there in Main Street cafes that are hurting, that are having to pay, you know, an extra, you know, $1,000, $1,200 more a month for the same goods and services that we got last year, and no advantage? And it's all, so much of that is to pay off political debts that were accrued by the Democratic Party. And they got control. I mean, you know, you may say, well, we've got control, Bill. We got control of the House, do we? You know, yes, slim margin. But what are we able to do, you know, with that? You know, Nancy Pelosi was very effective with a small majority. Look at what she was able to do. But somehow the Republicans can't seem to understand how the game is played, and they keep getting their lunchbox handed to them, their lunch money stolen from them, right in front of everybody, and they just sit there and whine in their respective quarters instead of doing something about it. This is why in this new election that's coming up, it's imperative. If you really see us getting our country back, then we need to choose wiser representatives and understand that it's not just Trump. You've got to send Trump in with an army that are going to come in and be of like-minded and set their own personal agendas aside and think about the agenda of, you know, that works for the American people. And the first things first is you got to clean up the mess that are in all these aisles within the bureaucracy. I mean, they have created this mess for us. That's clear. And, you know, if you've had enough and you want some changes, then it's got to be all the way. It's got to be a wholesale change. And understand, it's not going to be pretty, because these people who have lusted for control and power, they've got their hands on the levers of every critical aspect of our government. You're not going to take their hands off easy. It's going to be a battle royale, let me tell you. You got to understand this. So just like what happened in the first revolution, it's not for the faint of heart. You got to understand and keep your eye on the goal of what it's all about. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths, is with us. Hey, Dr. John, how you doing, buddy?
Great. Great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know, we're talking about how this information has been manipulated, and you're talking that, you know, the media is saying crime is going down. You say, don't believe it. Because just like they did during the Obama years, the mainstream media has become propagandists for the Democratic Party. And they keep, you know, fudging the numbers and feeding us propaganda and not empirical data. And meanwhile, you bring the empirical data and then they come after you, right?
All right. Well, I mean, it's possible that the media simply doesn't understand the crime data and how it's put together. But, you know, you constantly, over the last few months, hearing the media saying violent crime is down, but people don't seem to understand that. They seem to think that it's increasing mistakenly. And my response is, I think the media is the one that doesn't understand the crime data. There's two types of crime data out there. There's the FBI Uniform Crime Reports. This is based on counting the number of crimes reported to police. And then you have the National Crime Victimization data, which goes out and tries to get a measure of total crime, both crime reported to police and crimes that's not reported to police. And over time, most crime, both most violent crime and most property crimes, most aren't reported to police. Mm-hmm. And what you see happening over the last few years is that while there's been some decline in reported crime, what you've seen in terms of total crime has been a huge increase. Just between 2021 and 2022, for example, you had reported violent crime fell by about 2%, but total violent crime across the country increased by 42%. Just a phenomenal increase.
How did they miss that, John? How did they miss something that obvious?
Well, because they are only looking at the one numbers. They're kind of refusing to look at total crime. They just want to look at the reported crime numbers. And
Hang on just a second, John. Let me interrupt you here for a second. See, what I sense is happening here is, like everything about our, you know, the whole process, is we're being told stuff. Okay, and you know, we're being told we're supposed to hate somebody. We're being told that the green agenda is you know, so catastrophic. The earth is boiling is what Al Gore says. This is what they tell us. And if you don't have, you know, a critical bone in your body and you just want to accept their narrative, this is kind of a disease that's happening all the way around. So you've got the FBI and other sources saying, hey, here's the number. They're being told. And the media doesn't have the curiosity enough to do their own investigating and say, wait a minute, this doesn't follow. You know, I don't hear a pushback. I hear it from you, John. Thank God that you're on top of this. But we need more voices within the media doing their job, exercising critical thinking, and asking the tough questions. There's no tough questions. I mean, it's like journalism has checked out. You know, when you and I were growing up, the principles of journalism, the inquiry, the curiosity is all but gone. Am I being fair here or am I being unfair?
Well, I mean, I think part of it is there's a bias there. You know, look, I had a piece last week in the Wall Street Journal. I don't know. You think most opinion shapers read the Wall Street Journal? Well, hopefully they saw the piece that was there. But, you know, a couple days afterwards, you had George Stephanopoulos on ABC. He had somebody on who made the comment about violent crime increasing. And Stephanopoulos basically called the guy a liar and pointed to the FBI data showing that reported crimes had fallen. So, look, I'm on shows like yours. People don't need to take my word for this. They can go to our website at crimeresearch.org. We have the data there. We have links to the underlying reports from the National Crime Victimization Data, so they can go and check the things out themselves. But, you know, part of it is, I think normally in the past, these two types of measures have normally gone together. Mm-hmm. If you looked at total crime reported and total crime itself, you'd see the two numbers tended to go up and down together, but not over the last few years. There's been a real separation, and they've gone in opposite directions really for the first time that I've ever seen.
And how does that make sense?
There's a simple reason for that.
Yeah, go ahead.
But we could talk about it after the break, but there's a simple reason they've been going in opposite directions, and that's because law enforcement in the country's collapsed.
There you go. Yeah, let's unfold that a little bit more on the other side as we go to break. Dr. John Lott is with us. Stay right here. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
I'm Phil Hotzenkoner, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return. But are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and Clear Skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
No doubt, the way we look at crime today, for lots of reasons, you know, defunding of police, these liberal, prosecutors and DAs, no bail, I mean, no consequence, here we are getting in, running into another summer. Is this going to be another, a summer of love and mostly peaceful protest that we see happening on college campuses today? But meanwhile, the media is telling us that, crime is going down. See, this is the deal. Again, it's what they tell us. But what are they doing? I mean, what information are they ignoring? Where is the curiosity to really tell us the whole truth and nothing but? Fortunately, we've got the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and the author of Gun Control Myths, Dr. John Lott, with us to straighten this out. John, again, just for summary's sake, help us understand, these two matrices, why they aren't consistent and they're imbalanced. You got one side saying, hey, you got trouble in River City, and the other side saying, hey, not so much, right?
Right. Well, I mean, we haven't quite gotten to the explanation yet. But look, as you say, you have these two measures. You have reported crimes and you have total crimes. And obviously, we've known for a long time that most crimes aren't reported to police. So you have reported and unreported. And there's a reason for that, and that is we've had a collapse in law enforcement in the United States. If you look at large cities, for example, in the 5 years before COVID, from 2015 to 2019, 44% of violent crimes resulted in arrest. In 2020, it started to fall. And by 2022, it was down to 20%.
Wow.
It fell from 44% of violent crimes resulting in arrest to 20%. I've never seen such a drop before.
So what you're telling me, you're telling me now the criminals got a conscience and decided to be nice?
No. I mean, obviously what's happened is that the arrest rate, it's saying for any 100 crimes, okay, it's just saying for any 100 crimes, you're only getting 20 being arrested versus 44 being arrested. So this is independent of the number of crimes themselves. This is just saying the rate of punishment is lower, and you had an even bigger drop in property crimes that were there. One way you can look at it is, what's the percent of all crimes that result in arrest? The percent of all violent crimes reported and unreported that results in arrest is 8%. And for property crimes in large cities, it's 1%.
Wow.
And that doesn't, and just because somebody's arrested doesn't mean that they're charged. Just because they're charged doesn't mean that they're prosecuted or convicted. And so you're talking about you know, people actually being punished for committing violent crimes or property crimes is even being much less than that 8% or that 1% in cities over a million. I mean, we've seen this drop across the board in all cities across the country. But in large cities, where you have disproportionate amount of crime occurring, law enforcement has just disintegrated. And there are multiple reasons for that. I mean, obviously, things that you mentioned in our previous segment about defunding the police. You've had large numbers of police retiring. You've lost particularly the people with the most experience, who have a large amount of knowledge about how to go and deal with criminals. I mean, even if you'd go and hire somebody new, and it's been very difficult for police departments to go and hire new people, they simply can't get up to speed right away. Mm-hmm. It takes them years to kind of learn how to go and do the job that they have to do there. And also you've had just demoralization of police, which is something you've mentioned, and that is you have these district attorneys who are refusing to go and prosecute violent criminals. And so what you have happen is that, you know, the police think to themselves, what's the point of arresting people? That's probably particularly true for property crimes. Mm-hmm. But it's true for many types of violent crimes, too, that if the police think that as soon as the guy gets arrested, they're going to be immediately released, that they're not going to be charged with a crime, what's the point of arresting the person to begin with?
Exactly.
And the thing is, all this feeds back. If people don't think somebody's going to be arrested and punished for committing the crimes that they did, what's the point of calling up? It takes time. And people may be victims multiple times of violent crimes. You know, crimes in the United States are very heavily concentrated in certain areas in the country. And, you know, those people probably have to deal multiple times with crime, or they know people that have had to go and deal with crime, and they know that nothing happens. And so it takes time on their part. You have parts of the country where you can call in and they'll say, well, unless the criminal's literally right there and you're facing them right there at that moment, they're not going to be able to go and send a police car out to go and help you out.
Exactly.
Or they'll tell you to come in later to the police station and file the report because they can't afford to send a police officer. I was just looking at some numbers for New Orleans. The average 911 response time for New Orleans is 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and, you know, and so if you're in parts of the country where they tell you, well, you're just going to have to go and, you know, come into the police station and file a report, a lot of people are going to say, you know, particularly when they realize that nothing's likely to happen, you know,
why
what's
bother?
The point of reporting
sure,
the crime?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this is insane. And the thing is, it's interesting, John. What do you make now? This is the bed that politicians have, and especially the Democrats, have created for themselves. You've got elected officials in D.C., you know, being attacked and beat up, cars stolen, California. You've got, Adam Schiff?
Okay. Yeah, right.
Left-wing mayors of San Jose. Los Angeles' Mayor Karen Bass, the district attorney of Oakland. You know, they have all become victims. Chuck Schumer himself, who remember, you know, talked about, you know, with Justice Kavanaugh, oh, the whirlwind, you know, was going to, you know, fall. He reaped the whirlwind. And now the Hamas whirlwind is hitting the home of, Chuck Schumer himself. I mean, you're now getting these elites that are tasting the results of their own policies, right?
Right. Well, I mean, to some extent, they're still a lot more isolated and protected than most people are with regard to these things. I mean,
yes.
One of the interesting things I talk about in the Wall Street Journal piece is just looking at the survey data on who thinks violent crime is increasing or not. And the people who are by far least concerned about it are people who make over $200,000 a year or people who have graduate degrees. All the other income groups, all the other education groups have a majority of people who feel that violent crime is increasing, you know, by both sexes and all age groups. think that violent crime is increasing, but the wealthiest individuals are the ones who, you know, they can protect themselves. They can live mm-hmm. in gated communities. They can live in areas where they have protection against this stuff. They can move away from the crime problem that's there. And, you know, they're the ones, you know, so you talk about elite people. I mean, the types of people that you just mentioned would normally be considered elites, both in mm-hmm. terms of income and also in terms of kind of, you know, special privileges that they have. And so, you know, they may be getting a small taste of it now, but most of the people in that era, in that group, are not having to face the same types of daily trials that others have to face.
Exactly. I mean, you look at, you know, people in the inner cities of Chicago, you know, what's happening in New York, you know, and particularly in blue states. You and I talked about this before. It seems that the blue states that are controlled by Democrats are more likely, you know, to promote, you know, this lawlessness and to appease the crime that is happening. So they don't get less. They're actually getting more of the very thing they don't want. And of course, the people, you know, you do a demographic breakdown as you did in the Wall Street Journal, John, and the people at the lower rung of the economy, they understood right away when they were talking about defunding police, they were freaking out. They go, what are we going to do? Right?
Right. No, exactly. I mean, you look at surveys and, you know, the liberal elite think that poor people, minorities, don't want police officers around. But you look at the people who live in those areas where the crime's occurring, and they very strongly want to have more police. They don't want to have defunding the police. They don't want to have cuts in police budgets. They want to have more police put in their neighborhood because mm-hmm. they know firsthand how important it is to have police officers go and protect them. So, you know, you have, for some reason, there's a group of people out there who don't think that punishment works. I mean, you and I have talked before about these AI chatbots and about mm-hmm. how their views on crime and how they seem to think that, you know, higher arrest rates, higher conviction rates, longer prison sentences don't deter criminals from committing crime. But, you know, most people understand that if you make it risky for criminals to commit crime, if you make it more likely that they're going to be punished, they'll be less likely to commit crime. But for yeah. some reason, there's a group of people out there who don't seem to understand that. And unfortunately, they're running a lot of these cities right now.
Right. Throw all the empirical evidence out the window, all the history, just throw it out the window. And, you know, just let them, based on their theory and their feelings, let them have control and to wreak havoc in our communities and to allow for this lawlessness to continue. John, we're learning the hard way all over again. We're recreating the wheel, sadly. Dr. John Lott has been our guest. John, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach